The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. How vulnerable each of us is. Vulnerable to unkind words, to slights, to graver forms of harm. And yet, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. There is someone, somewhere, who, having never even met you, fears what you represent. So many fears are rooted in ideas or suspicions about people we don't even know firsthand. I like it when I pass into the orbit of a stranger and, without expecting or even wanting to, I feel a very accidental, very fleeting form of kinship. For me, this happens sometimes when I'm traveling and far from home, far from my everyday me. Or when I'm moving through public space while also deeply lost in thought. Talking to myself, maybe, or laughing at something I think only I have seen. And then I meet unfamiliar eyes, and I understand that we are in the same moment together. How wonderful would it be if trust or even love might be possible between any of us, or even all of us? I mean, if we let ourselves believe such a thing is possible. In the meantime, we move through our lives as experience tells us we must. Doubt, fear, and mistrust broadening the distance and the division between us. But today's poem gathers us up as a nation and asks us to recognize each other. Say thank you. Say I'm sorry. By Jericho Brown. I don't know whose side you're on, but I am here for the people who work in grocery stores that glow in the morning and close down for deep cleaning at night. Right up in the street and in cities I mispronounce, in towns too tiny for my big black car to quit, and in every wide corner of Kansas, where going to school means at least one field trip to a slaughterhouse. I want so little. Another leather-bound book, a gimlet with a lavender gin, bread so good when I taste it, I can tell you how it's made. I'd like us to rethink what it is to be a nation. I'm in a mood about America today. I have PTSD about the Lord. God save the people who work in grocery stores. They know a bit of glamour is a lot of glamour. They know how much it costs for the eldest of us to eat. Save my loves and not my sentences. Before I see them, I draw a mole near my left dimple. Add flair to the smile they can't see behind my mask. I grin or lie, or maybe I wear the mouth of a beast. I eat wild animals while some of us grow up knowing what gnocchi is. The people who work at the grocery don't care. They say, thank you. They say, sorry, we don't sell motor oil anymore. With a grief so thick, you could touch it. Go on, touch it. It is early. It is late. They have washed their hands. They have washed their hands for you, and they take the bus home. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov.
Even before starting as host, the Slowdown was part of my daily routine. And I know that's true for so many of you. You can celebrate this special time in your day with a donation right now. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate. Thank you.